Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello.
What would you say are the roles of a songwriter?
Oh, okay. A songwriter. Well, the songwriter is a very broad term. It can mean anything from someone who writes music, e.g. in the popular area, or someone who composes music for, say, instruments and things like that. I think it's very. I imagine you're referring to the former, that is, someone who writes actual songs or
Yes, yeah.
A video or something like that. Yeah.
Because with this, it's quite challenging when you do hear of an artist such as Ed Sheeran, even. And while he does write a lot of his own stuff as well, he does have a lot of collaborators that are on his songs, and it's kind of a little bit confusing because they don't necessarily get the acknowledgement on platforms like Apple Music or even on Spotify.
Yes, I think. I think that's the case with lots of things, whether it's Apple or whatever. I mean, I think it's up to the person to ensure what is the contractual relationship they've got with the people involved with the song. That's number one thing, I think. If there's no agreement between how they want to be referenced or even credited, then they'll be lost in all of those transactions. I mean, that's why you see something like on television, when you see all the writers involved with a comedy show, they all, I don't know if you've seen the Samantha Bee show, but, she's got about 20 writers there at the end, although she's considered the main one. And so what will happen is depends on what is their contractual relationship with them all, and that'll then impact all down the way to the bank.
Yeah, definitely. It almost seems like they're also just slapping on the name of the person who's kind of got the most popularity to kind of get sales. So how would you say that this weighs up against the role of a musician?
Oh, well, that'll depend on, again, it's a contractual relationship. It depends if she's considered the writer of the song I think if she's the writer of the song, then they'll have to work out a royalty. This is what for example, in Australia, you have the Australian Performing Rights Association called APRA, and whenever someone registers a song, they have to say what is their percentage input on that song, so they can get that can work out the cut that comes back to them financially. So it comes down to whoever is claiming the ownership of the song, and once that happens, by law, it goes through all these processes, of which then the payout is paid back. But that's another story, because the payout, say on say streaming, is very low, and you need to be having millions and millions of streams before you can make some type of return.
Yeah, definitely. And would you say that if we were more aware of particular names of songwriters, so if they did have the recognition on, say, Apple Music next to an artist like Ed Sheeran, do you think that people would look out for their music more in the same way that we'd look out for a singer?
I think so. I think it's like, I know that for me, you become aware of it for example, when you hear of something you haven't heard of before, you then want to know more about it, or about that person, you start wanting to buy everything that they've done. But I think it really comes down to the, if we're talking about a digital space that you're referring to, it's really a very complicated area, and it really depends on how that data is captured and then how it's being presented to people, because if they just see the word, Ed Sheeran or Adele or whatever, it may not have all the names of the people involved with it, but in one sense, what's more important is, do they get accredited financially through the contractual relationship?
Yeah, definitely. And do you feel that we kind of need to move into having more of these accreditations to artists, whether or not it's financial or more just the fact of getting their name out there?
Oh, yes. Obviously, I think, yes. There are things happening out there which, it's early days, but it's very exciting. I don't know if you've heard of this, a new protocol called blockchain. Blockchain is used by the big corporate banks at the moment for they're trying to work out a way to cover every single transaction that goes on, and by doing that, it's a picture of whatever's going on. So with blockchain, and it's very early days, and I imagine in 5 years' time it'll be so common, you know, people won't even think about it. But what it does is actually, with every digital transaction, there's a metadata up front which lists everyone who's involved with it. And then that becomes your little picture or code of the involvement of everyone there. So that becomes really very, it's a bit like a bank statement. So if you look at your bank statement every month, you can see exactly where the money went and who it went and who's involved. So I think with the digitization, there are exciting things coming up, but it's too early yet. And so now, what that boils down to is accreditation. What is the deal that songwriter or musician has with whoever it is to ensure they get known? It's like on a film when you see all the credits at the end. They would have negotiated how they would have been credited at the end, so they named there on the trailer.
Yeah, definitely. You really did bring up an interesting point as well about the new technology that they're trying to bring in as well. It does definitely sound interesting.
It's early days, though. It's early days. It's probably going to take another few years. I mean, the big banks are now doing it, so which means that there's going to be some traction. And I believe Pandora, which is one of the radio streaming services, he's actually now got a research group looking at this area. So it's something that's on the horizon, and it will be a game changer when it does. At the moment, it's very rough in its technology. It can't do much, but it's clearly one of those things. They watch out for this space, and it may actually change all those issues you're talking about in terms of the way every transaction actually says what it is. However, it comes back to, you know, if you're looking for someone's name, it really comes down to how they negotiate to be represented. You know, some people can say, no, you cannot put my name on it, and they try and sort of do an injunction or something like that. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, it is something to look out for. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Richard.
I hope that was of help, yeah. It's an exciting area, but very scary.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much.